This is Dr. Bill Deek, hour 3 of Tuesday, the 25th of February 2020. Clear vision. You can see we first line defense kit we talked about in the first hour. We've added now the visors. Those will be here as well, which are going to cover your eyes. A nice tight seal. And we'll be talking about this more today. We have John W. Spring here, and he's got an amazing updated letter sent off to POTUS, the president. And I have it in here, my email address here. It says, why we must never allow the people of Afghanistan to submit and surrender their nation to the Taliban. And this is written directly to the president. We've been getting responses back and forth for now, I think, at least 2 years. But we're not getting a what I call a clear response directly from POTUS himself, who apparently is now in India, doing a presentation to the Indian prime minister there. I'd like you do you want me to read it, or do you want to read it?
Go ahead. I'd appreciate it if you would read it, Dr. T.
I'm going to just decrease it in size now so the whole thing hits the screen here. So it's not kind of like, let's see if I can make it a little bit small. There we are. According to what I have heard, your administration reached an agreement with the Taliban that might possibly end our longest war by the end of this week. Unfortunately, your advertisers are apparently unaware of the consequences that will be caused by making such an irresponsible deal, not only for the Afghans, but also for the adverse impact it would have upon the rest of the Middle East as well as throughout the entire world. Going back to the earlier Soviet Union invasion and occupation of Afghanistan in 1979 after the Russian attack on KAL Flight 007 in 1983, in addition to the Charlie Wilson War, I became actively involved until the Soviet Army was forced to withdraw. By the way, it was mainly diarrhea that made them withdraw and lack of supplies. Unfortunately, after they had victory against that victory against one of the world's greatest superpowers, the CIA and the Pakistani ISI, by the way, it was actually headed by Osama bin Laden, whose otherwise CIA name was Tim Osman, and he was supported both financially and technologically by the CIA, Special Activity Division of the CIA. Do you know that, right? So
yes.
our attack on the Russians, which made them retreat, was actually backed by Osama bin Laden, who was actually a CIA agent by the name of Tim Osman, who also was a senior engineer building the large military airport north of Riyadh, about 100 miles north of Riyadh. They didn't want it raped by the city. And that's, what is it called, King Khalid, what is it called, the name of the airbase? At a cost of around $55 billion. He was a senior engineer. So people don't realize that Osama bin Laden was an engineer who oversaw the entire project for the Saudi government. Paid for by the Saudi Arabians in conjunction with us and our engineers helping them, right?
That's right.
People don't know this stuff, do they? Okay, please, and so I'm going to continue reading. Had arranged for the Taliban, who was the Islamic fundamentalist students from the madrasas in India and Pakistan, to enforce Sharia law in Afghanistan. In addition, Pakistani drug lords encouraged Afghan farmers to grow the opium poppy, mainly in the Helmand province. By the way, in the 1950s, we set up what's called irrigation there to go away from dryland farming, which promotes the growth of heroin, and instead, we permitted the destruction by the ICE, by Al-Qaeda, which is under Osama bin Laden, and our CIA, to put them back to dryland farming. And since 9/11, the crop of dryland farming opium has increased by 4,400% from Afghanistan because we made a deal with the Taliban to help rescue the crop and not attack our supply lines. So half of the money that's gone actually to private contractors to protect people has actually gone to pay the Taliban to not only rescue the opium crops, but also to work with us to make certain that the opium got into the world trade market, including back to America and Western countries, including Russia, where they call it crocodile because it's such poor quality. If you inject it between the web spaces of your fingers or under your tongue, it's like you've been bitten by a crocodile. That's why they call it that. And it causes gangrene. People don't know this, do they?
No.
So we are working with the drug companies. In fact, I'm going to talk about this in the fourth hour at 4 o'clock Pacific time today, which is 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, with Professor Francis Boyle, who got the 1989 Bioterrorism Act. Our government and our agencies are working directly with the powers of the darkness, devils, to actually create super weapons, including the fact we don't have missile defense, we're proliferating nuclear weapons, and we actually are promoting the drug cartels, which are giving 700,000 Americans every year are dying from this drug craze, including the carfentanil from China, which we are collaborating with the communist PLA members that are billionaires. We're collaborating with them. We're not stopping it. I'm going to continue reading. Later, due to the vast natural gas and petroleum resources in the Caspian Aral Basin, the multinational corporation negotiated with the Taliban for a pipeline route that would pass through Herat province in the western section of Afghanistan. By the way, my wife's best friend from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, is an oil engineer with her husband. They're in the Aral Basin in Tajikistan, in what's called, what's the major city where they have the Baikonur Cosmodrome? It's Kazakhstan. And it's part of that Aral Basin area, and it's a massive amount of oil there. And by the way, the Afghanistan, the people in this country, where the Baikonur Cosmodrome is, did not get their nukes back when they fell to the Soviet Union. People don't realize Kazakhstan is one of the major nuclear powers, and it's Muslim, and they have very high-level high-tech, and they have Western engineers helping them mine their oil. And we're collaborating with them, including the building of this pipeline and gas line, with the Taliban across the Herat province, aren't we?
Yes.
Right. So, in other words, we're not their enemies. We're actually behind the scenes their collaborators, even if it's evil. And our boys are being blown up with IEDs, coming with their legs blown off or destroyed. And we pay for it in blood and money and treasure. And we don't try to win any war. We haven't won wars in ages. We try to prosecute wars for the benefit of the banks and the globalists, right?
That's been the case.
It's always been the case. Yeah, but when the Taliban had rejected their offer, plans were made in Washington to invade Afghanistan. So after 9/11, Afghanistan was invaded by America, Central Asia, and Russian troops. Due to the earlier genocide atrocities that were previously committed by mainly the same Central Asian and Russian troops that murdered over a million Afghans, that invasion also caused hatred toward America. They didn't previously hate America, did they? Halifax, we had two little children that were actually, their father was actually an Afghan fighter. He was the mother of Canada. We had two little children, were very tiny, called, you know, the refugees. They were about half the size of a normal child, the same age, and of course, because of the trauma, they were mentally slow. But they were sweet little children. They were Afghan children, and this is what's happening over there. The people are dying like flies, or they're starving to death, and we didn't try to improve their water system so they could go back from dryland farming and selling opium to the drug cartels through the Taliban and through the special activity. And by the way, all this money, to the trillions of dollars, goes to places like Bechdel Corporation to make DOMs, or deep underground military bases, genetic engineering, and off-world space projects. People don't know this, do they? Trillions and trillions of dollars of the drug trade, the organ trade, and the human trade, even in collaboration with the communist Chinese. We are collaborators with them. We're not their enemy. In fact, we've demonstrated that with the video with Alex Jones the other day, when I did clips last night between 11 p.m. yesterday and 4 a.m. this morning, reviewing that and all my intel information. And I'm waiting to hear back from Greg Ford, because he had dinner on the weekend with the Western director of the Homeland Security. So people have to have enough guts to talk to Deagle. Most people are not quite brave enough, even inside the tough guys inside the government, to actually talk to me, because I'm going to ask them pointed questions, and I want answers, and I want to give them solutions. So let's continue here. Please arrange for me to meet directly with you as soon as possible. John, I'm very frustrated. I mean, I get letters and emails six times a day at least. Contribute to Donald Trump. If you do, we'll put you in a lottery. He wants to have dinner with you in L.A. or San Francisco or Las Vegas.
Yes.
It's disgusting. It's like POTUS, just call me and I'll refer you to John W. Spring and myself, and I'll give you solutions to the debt crisis for students, the healthcare issue, and the SARS coronavirus. But you see, right now, with the collapse of the economy, it's very probable that Bernie Sanders Claus, this very vile communist criminal, may get elected as president, and Donald Trump, who is a pre-Christian, he's not a Christian, he's a do-gooder, high-level Scottish Rite Mason, and he's being led by globalists that are out of their freaking mind. And the problem is Donald J. Trump is operating the presidency like a game show host. And if he doesn't listen to people that have wisdom and the spirit of the God within them to do the right thing, he's going to screw up, and we are going to die like lemmings, aren't we?
Yes. Regarding presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders, it has been mentioned by the news media that he spent his honeymoon with his second wife in Russia.
Right.
The year was 1988. Right. Now, we were just talking earlier in my letter that you just read about Afghanistan. During 1988, the Soviet armies had still occupied Afghanistan.
Right.
They had not yet withdrawn their troops.
Right.
So basically, Sanders was a collaborator, from my perspective, with the Russians, with the Soviets, with Moscow, with the Kremlin, during that period of time.
Wait, where was that now? What was the issue again? What was that period of time?
I missed one word there.
What was the period of time and what was the issue?
As I said earlier, it was 1988 during the end of the Afghan War, but...
That followed. The Soviet Union was engineered by our banks and our globalists run by the Jesuits and the banks of the Netherlands with Queen Beatrix. And the globalist bankers, including it's a real hell in Saudi Arabia, that have the oil-backed money. People don't realize what's going on here. The Soviet Union fell because, firstly, it doesn't celebrate exceptionalism, which is why America is strong. With only 4% of the world population, it has about 2/3 of the world economy. Now, we don't manufacture everything. 28.6% of manufacturing is by China. 18.6% is by the United States. So now that China's in lockdown, they're trying to reactivate it by getting people back to factories. Their SARS coronavirus is going to slay their population like wild animals. It's really disgusting. And the communists are terrified that they're going to lose power if the SARS coronavirus gets out. But their BSL lab bought the bioweapons from an animal lab in Australia to get the HIV version and the what's called gain-of-function, super-weaponized from the University of Northern Carolina BSL-3 lab. And we actually work with them, with the NIH, the CDC, Mr. Fauci, and funded by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. People don't realize the World Horrors Organization, the Fatal Drugs Allowed people, and the National Institute of Horrors, and the World Horrors Organization, and the Center for Disease Control all collaborate with the Communist Chinese. And although Dr. Boyle thinks it's an accident, I think it's an accident was waiting for timing. So in other words, the Chinese already announced, and I have documents going back 30 years, they want to create a race-specific bioweapon against the West because their land is being chewed up by the Gobi Desert, and they've moved their farming and food acquisition to other countries in South America and Africa because their population is growing and has more money. And they went from a 1-to-2-child policy, but if you have a third child, they'll abort you up to the moment of delivery. It's a vile civilization that has an excess 36.5 million me males that'll never get a wife unless they go to Indonesia or the Middle East. People don't understand what's going on here, is that communism is vile, and Bernie Sanders is a monster. And they want to take away all your rights, including public discussions like this would not be allowed. Discussions like this would never exist. Anybody like us would be either jailed and or executed almost immediately, right?
Absolutely. All individual freedom will...
Bernie Sanders Claus is a monster, and people have to get that. But the young people are so dense, so... And I want to get solutions to Mr. POTUS. You don't need to move to communism. For example, I'll give you an example of a solution to the debt issue. Number one, when you reach grade 9 and you're either going to go to technical school or go to prepare for university, you get an apprenticeship. The corporation that they apprentice you actually co-pays for your university, and we reduce the fees so we stop letting it go crazy. And the corporation can write off your student debt as you're working for them as a corporate write-off. So the students never saddle, and if they get a job working after they've been apprenticing up and taking with direction the right courses, they can then have a family and actually reproduce themselves. Right now, up to 40% of young people don't even consider marriage or having children, so the fertility rates drop like a rock for the lowest in 30 years. This is by design. At the same time, they're flooding our country with foreign nationals so they can destroy the fabric of American society. That's what's going on, isn't it?
Yes, it's been going on for quite a while, actually.
It has caused multiple administrations. The only one stopping it now, Trump is partly doing the right thing, but he's also doing all the wrong things. He's trying to overturn the Monsanto lawsuit about the Roundup causing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He's putting dirty water down in fault zones, causing frack wakes. He's not addressing the fact that drug cartels, including carfentanil and the illegal drugs, are with the special activities of the CIA. When John F. Kennedy tried to do it back in the 60s, they killed him, because he was trying to curb the power of the Special Activity Division of the CIA that was given during after the Second World War by Truman and Eisenhower. The SAD never existed until after Truman and Eisenhower, did they?
Yeah, it was a very tragic situation.
It was a tragic situation. We gave powers, and by the way, the Presidential Act Directive 51 by George Bush Jr. in 2007 gave additional powers to SAD that took them away from the President, the Congress, and Senate. So much of this budget for illegal drug trade, organ trade, and human trade, and tissue typing is now handed over to SAD, who runs the state of It's a Real Hell, Saudi Arabia, the Middle East, and the peace accord that's going on. And next month, I think it's March 4th, if Bibi Netanyahu gets elected based on this treaty that was put together by wizard son-in-law Jared Kushner, who lives at 666 Vulture Boulevard, because he's a Luciferic Satanist. And the modern Jews are not regular Jews like ancient Jews. They're wizards like Saruman. What's going to happen is they've already designated in open media, they're going to designate Donald J. Trump as the King of Israel. So the man is being prepared by external powers to become the Antichrist. People need to realize they want to deceive people while they're not preparing us for the SARS coronavirus, which is currently has a lethality of 20.7% or seriously 3.1% die. And what that number is going to go up dramatically when resources are stretched. And in Iran, from Qom, which the place is the most radioactive city on Earth, and they have pilgrimages there, the death rate is up to 50%, which means if these more weaponized versions get out, and the idea that they're going to have a vaccine or remdesivir or anti-AIDS drugs, because it's a recombinant of an AIDS virus created in a lab, in an animal lab in Australia and the North Carolina, gain-of-function, super-weaponized SARS-CoV-19. You have to understand, this new chimeric supervirus is all by design, and we didn't have it stolen from us. We collaborated with the Chinese to create it, and I know that Dr. Boyle thinks it was an accidental release. It's very bad timing to have an accidental release. I'm very suspicious that there was some kind of game playing going on here, because the globalists, Gilead Sciences and others, are actually say they're going to have the initial trial of the vaccine within 90 days. It'll be 6 to 10 months before they have the vaccine for other people. And same with remdesivir and these two AIDS drugs. People need to start grasping. If they smell a monster or dragon, or let's say a Bengal tiger that has a very bad smell to it, you can smell it a mile away, you need to understand they're about to be eaten. And they want to spit on people like me, because I'm a whistleblower, because I'm more intelligent than most. But thank God I'm godly. And I haven't turned to the dark side, because believe me, I've had plenty of opportunities. People need to understand God put me through living hell to know these things firsthand, more than Alex Jones or Mike Adams or Steve Quayle or anybody else on earth. And that's why I have co-prophets like yourself, John, who I believe God gave you the intelligence and the will, and you're a saved believer, to know that this is the time of the end. And what's going on right now, we have no defense against the weapon of indignation to knock out our power grid. We have no defense against our cities and towns being hit with nukes. We have no defense against the collapse of Betelgeuse and the crustal slip of the earth called a pole shift. We have no defense against this so-called SARS coronavirus. It's all by design, because this year in October, the World ID comes in and they want a mark of a beast, chip everybody on the planet. In fact, I got in October last year evidence from my intel agents, and God gave me inspiration that they were going to actually start tracking people across state lines. How would that happen? Then 2 months later, I got evidence in December that the SARS coronavirus was now out. At the same time that they collaborated and collapsed to Donald Trump's demand for the China in phase one of their peace accord to buy $260 billion of products. So people need to start grasping here, the devil is in the details. And yeah. we're about to be like a, as they say, we're in the devil's kitchen, and we're either going to be flambéed or sautéed, but either way, he's going to make dinner of the human race, right?
Yes. I noticed that Alex Jones has become very much involved with the coronavirus.
He has. I did my first interviews here a few weeks ago, because I've been doing it. I did three interviews already with Dr. Francis Boyle, do the fourth. The problem is Alex is very good at interviewing, but he's not a scientist. And you know, when I gave my CV, I'm redoing an article I'm going to put on News Reviews. God prepared me. 48 years ago, when I started my honors degree in biochemistry, my PhD in oceanography and genetics, the guy I trained under was Dr. Robert Brown, who was a survivor of the release of the T-virus in 1971 in Bethesda, Maryland, in an underground facility in Rutgers campus, New Jersey. And in 1994, when I got above top secret clearance, I started working with the most classified projects in the world in Colorado, Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, and many companies like the U.S. Space Command, Military Defense Command, NORAD, Falcon, Colorado, Lockheed Martin with the RD-80 rockets to serve our space station, Cray Computing, Storage Tech, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Dr. Bill has a super high IQ, and super high capacity to absorb things and photographically remember them, and an ability to deal with science in every area. And what I don't know, I can research very quickly, and like my Vulcan mind meld, absorb it, or God will inspire me. So literally over the weekend, early Monday morning, God told me to get up and contact my contact, Mr. Ken, in Singularity in China, and he transferred the technology, which I've already had for 5 years, for the biophilia tracker machine to pick up the scalar resonance of the tetramer 139 kilodalton mass of the glycoprotein, even before you get a PCR test. I have that technology now, so I can sell it to people and they can actually get access with my technology to be able to scan people before they even do PCR. And they need to go to not to quarantine, but to isolation until they're clinically free of symptoms, quantum test free of symptoms, quantum test positivity, and PCR. They need all three. And what's going on right now, this is a nation slayer to force the mark of the beast in the whole world, get rid of the current financial system, to prevent Donald Trump from getting elected. And if we get to witness to him, we can make him a Christian. He's not a Christian now. He's a pre-Christian. And he's a well-intentioned, big-hearted man, but he's doing really stupid things, like this thing that you're talking about in Afghanistan is suicidally dense. He's making a deal with the Taliban. They're monsters. And Islam is a religion that worships the moon god of war, of Mecca, Medina. They have no problem protecting our drug trade to kill Westerners. They have no problem with getting lots of money from the lithium mines in northern Afghanistan. They have no problem with the new pipeline running across the Herat area. They have no problem with dealing with the West as long as they can gain power. And they'll have total control over the Afghan people, and they'll be invading and affecting the Middle East. They'll be doing all kinds of activity, and if you think Islam has gone to sleep, you're wrong. They believe the mullahs in Iran are actually their leaders, and the mullahs believe in the 12th Mahdi, the Imam Mahdi, which is opposite the belief in the people in Turkey, with Adnan Oktar, who's a media guy that has women dance around almost like some kind of porno flick. And the people don't understand, the Muslims are waiting for the 12th Mahdi to bring about chaos on the earth so they can have Islam take over the entire planet and get rid of the unbelievers. Yeah. If you don't think this is happening, you're not freaking paying attention that Islam is a demonic religion, but every other religion is invaded. They believe that good works take away evil. So we talked about this in the last hour or two with Ken Klein in his free video. People need to understand you can only do good if you do God and add an extra O. And what I see happening, Donald Trump is not doing good. He's doing what's right in his own eyes, which is exactly what Eve did and Adam before they're cast to the garden. And if he doesn't get our witness, and we've got to get to become a Samuel Council, he may get elected. And if he does, we are entering the New World Order. And Donald J. Trump, at the rate he's going, if he does rescue America, at least partially, from this disaster, and they force the financial system on the entire world, which is happening right now, he will be the Antichrist. And America, most of America, will die in a thermonuclear, chemical, and biological war. And if there is a remnant population left on Earth, they won't even believe 2 centuries from now that a nation such as America ever even existed. They'll think it was a legend, right?
Yes, yes. I must take you back quickly to Afghanistan and Iran.
Right.
Most Americans are not aware that the greatest fear right now within Iran is the Taliban. And if we make a deal with the Taliban...
what happens is it increases the chances that something catastrophic will happen in Iran. And the Taliban are a very extreme element. They're not in control by the mullahs, but the thing is, right now we're on the edge where Israel is about to bomb the Bashar reactor if the Iranians are pushed. And this guy, Qasem Soleimani, was actually trying to make a peace accord down from the military in Iran, and we decided, rather than negotiating with him in the green zone, we decided to blow him to bits with a Hellfire missile. And we blew up his 20 staff and an Iranian general who was fighting to kill ISIS, which we created. And in fact, I got pictures sent to me back in 2009 by John McInsane, because we created, as they say, like the Toy Story that's out of business now from Amazon, terrorists are us. We created ISIS. We created Al-Qaeda. We're the authors of chaos and order of the chaos and the project for a new American century. And people think that's a conspiracy theory. I want to intellectually slap people. I had one lady last night, well, she's complaining she didn't like the audio. Turn up your audio. It's not on my end. It's on your end, lady. You need to listen and raise issues. People aren't raising issues or even praying. They're criticizing because they don't like the audio. I can't believe people, how dense they are, or suicidally stupid. It's disgusting, and it makes me angry because people are going to commit geopolitical, spiritual suicide because they're not prepping for SARS, but more importantly, they're not prepping to be taken to heaven because a lot of people in the near future are going to die of SARS, thermonuclear, chemical, and biological warfare. They're not long on the earth, and they think they're going to have a long life, like it says in the book of Acts. Every day shall proceed like the last one. That's a lie. Much of the human race that is present now, perhaps sometime in the next 10 years, is going to be heaven-bound or will be annihilated. Their name will be taken from the book of life. They're not going to hell to play games with Sammy Davis Jr. or Philip Wilson or Canasta or have hot drinks in hell. Their name will be taken. They will be annihilated. Because God is the creator, he's also the destroyer. If you do not serve God, he simply takes your name from the book. That's what happens. We are fallen angels that were resurrected by Jesus to actually get a relationship back. And if you don't repent in this life on earth, we are taken from the book of life and we cease to exist in eternity. That's where we're going. And people don't get it. It's a much bigger prize here than just the idea of a surviving human civilization. And right now, leaders like Donald J. Trump are not part of the problem, the solution. They're part of the problem until he turns back and lets us, his Samuel Council, speak to him. Right now, I'm very disgusted by Donald Trump. They're not going to get another cent from me, and certainly not with Bernie Sanders Claus and Democrats. I call them demon rats. These people are completely satanic with late-term abortion, wiping out debt, driving the country into bankruptcy, not fixing health care, totalitarian control over media. These people are insane. And the young people that support them are out of their freaking minds, aren't they?
Yes. One other thing about Bernie Sanders, and then I want to go to China real quick. In 1989, 1 year after he visited Russia, he visited Cuba.
Right.
And you have to understand that that was a very crucial time there in the Cold War in which Cuba was involved with the former Soviet Union in Central America, especially in Nicaragua. They were very much involved on the island of Grenada, constructing the very long airfield that was needed for the Antonov AN-124 giant air transport.
Right.
That would bring in the missiles. So, again, people need to find out a lot more about this traitor Bernie Sanders.
He's a horrifying man, isn't he? He's really in the same class as Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, this apostate Jew that killed not only the rabbinical priests, but also the Russian Orthodox that were believers in the Most High God. He's a monster.
Yes. Now,
and even my friend Josh Bernstein, who's a Jew, can't conceive of how vile this man is. He's no different, for example, than Mr. Soros, who said he gloried at the idea of picking out the gold in people's teeth for the Nazis, for his Jewish brothers and sisters. He said it was the most glorious part of his life. These monsters, apostate Jews, are the servers of the dark side and the powers of darkness and evil, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And many such diabolical individuals were involved in the Holocaust, helping the Nazis.
188,000 of the Nazis were actually apostate, atheistic Jews. And a lot of them had been Khazars from the Southern Caucasus Mountains converted by King Balaam 9 centuries ago, who were not even genetic Jews. It wouldn't matter if they were genetic or not. They did this because by that time, the Jewish religion had got so apostate 1,300 years in Babylon with the Cepheid Zion and the Talmud of Babylon, which they believed the writings of rabbis when they were in Babylon. They were no different than the atheistic, satanic, Luciferian worshippers of the Draco Reptilians of Southern Caucasus Mountains that attacked the caravan going from Damascus, Syria to China, which my great-grandfather and their family owned for thousands of years. I know this. This is part of my family. So what I know what's going on right now is the powers of darkness about to grip the earth, and Donald J. Trump, at his current level, is not communicating with us, is not part of the solution. He's part of the problem, and he succeeds in getting Netanyahu elected. They want to declare him the king of Israel, and he will effectively allow the evil jellyfish, the evangelical Christians, against the will of Zev Parot, a Messianic Jew with a Chinese wife in Israel, and Pastor Carl Gallup says back and forth there all the time, And Donald J. Trump will become, literally, allow the evil jellyfish to build a temple, the abomination of desolation, a cord that his son-in-law thought up, and he will become, listen to this, people, the Antichrist. So Donald J. Trump, unless he repents and listens, will become the Antichrist. Not a religious leader, a geopolitical leader that's going to bring peace to the world. Donald J. Trump will become, if we don't turn him, he will become the Antichrist.
We don't want that.
That's where we're going now. If you look at the stadia, and he gets everybody, he's like, he's really good at manipulating crowds. People wait outside thousands and thousands. Donald Trump can do things. You remember, Satan is an angel of light. He does most of the good works on the earth are done by secret orders, including Luciferic orders, like the Catholics, Jesuits, etc. And they do all the evil. Same as Donald Trump. They do good and evil. They don't just do one. And that's why people don't, they get deceived by the fact they do good works. Donald J. Trump is working his way up with the people around him to become literally the Antichrist of the end days. And we're not going to have a 7-year period, lots of warning. This SARS coronavirus is going to force collapse of the world economy starting this year. China's already gone. They're trying to send people back to the factories. They have literally 2 months of money for most of the 60% of the factories, but in 6 months, only 10% of the factories will have enough money to continue operating. 5 million factories affect 30% of the goods in the whole world. It'll be a pretty damn dry Christmas next year if this isn't fixed. And if they don't listen to me with my solutions, this society will die. And people want to tell me, including my friend Greg Ford, well, you got to change the way you communicate. No, I don't. I believe in what's called shockucation. Do you think when Jesus told people they were the Elohim and they need to repent and turn back to God, and the Jewish rabbis want to kill him, not for what he said, but what he said to them of what they were? They were fallen ones that were not serving God. And what we have right now is the same thing. And these high-level Masons like Donald Trump, who's a Scottish Rite Mason who serves the Luciferic idea of doing good and evil, these people are the monsters that are creating our disaster and funding these super weapons and the proliferation of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons to kill the human race. That's what's going on, people. And you don't understand it because he's doing good things and evil, and he works the crowd. I mean, there's nobody like Donald Trump. Anybody thinks they can compete with him, they're nuts. The only thing that's happening right now is a collapse of the economy. It might get Bernie a little bit of an edge. But to be honest with you, Biden is bumbling and in pre-demented state, but he's so popular because he's the alternative to communism, because most people can't retch their stomach except these dumb young people that believe they want their student debt wiped out and free health care. Guess what? When we have the SARS coronavirus, the people don't have health care, they're going to die, sucker, without intensive care. And I have the solution. And if they don't listen to me, many, many millions of people are going to die, not because I'm wonderful, but because God appointed me to be a prophet of the Most High God, both a medical prophet, a geopolitical prophet, and a spiritual prophet. I am the Moses, M-O-S-E-S, of the day, and I am the co-prophet of other people like yourself, Prophet John W. Spring, Prophet Jonathan Gray, and these other special people have been brought forward by God to bring truth to the people of earth so they repent and turn back toward God. Right now what I see happening is catastrophe, and that the days of trouble, the apocalypse started on Monday, the 27th of January 2020, and as God told me audibly on that day, your days of being Rodney Dangerfield, your days of being a man of lick spittle and being spat upon and cursed of, are over, Deagle. They're going to respect you because they're going to be terrified of what's coming next. I want to save them, not just for their physical salvation, but their spiritual salvation. Our nations are dying spiritually, even if they survive. When we kill babies, when we kill elderly, when we don't provide health care, when we let corporations do whatever the hell they please, when we pollute the world and destroy the biology of every other life form, this is disgusting. I have a solution to every problem, but people don't listen, and they want to think I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm sick of it. And someday God's going to say, you know what, Dago, I'm pulling you. I'm bringing you back to heaven. You don't have to suffer anymore down there. I'm going to just take you, you know? So the world better watch it. So God had to resurrect me multiple times. The last one was just over Christmas, where I almost went again. So 4 times and almost a fifth. I'm going to tell you people out there, you better damn well pray for me. You better pray for yourself that you stop spitting and stop getting angry because I interrupt my guests. You need to repent, people. Shut up and listen and do the will of the Most High God. Prepare with your spirit first, and then get your first line defense kit prepped with food, like our legacy food. Get your power, get your self-defense. If you're not ready, on the 4th day when the dog is barking and the refrigerator's rotting all your food, and you've got neighbors going around with guns trying to steal things, let me tell you, you're going to say, you're going to be crying, oh, I wish I listened to Dr. Deagle. Shut up. Listen now, not later, okay? And don't think I'm nice, because I'm not nice, but I do have compassion for you, but I'm like a firefighter trying to save your physical and spiritual hide from not only physical torment, but eternal damnation and annihilation and removal from the book of life. So you better damn well listen. I am the Moses of the day. Okay? You may not like it, but that's the way it is. That's how God works. He doesn't negotiate with good and evil. It's his way or the highway. And I'm just his spokesman. I'm just Carrie's bait pocket. He's a fisherman. If you don't like it, too bad. God is the guy that rules everything. He's eternal. He's infinite. He's omniscient, omnipotent. And his ways are always the right ways. You might think you want to second-guess God. That's what brought evil into the world with Adam and Eve. People better smarten up. You can only do God's way, or it's the highway. And the highway's not good highway, is it?
No. By the way, I would just like to interject a few comments here as to what's going on in China, because what's going on in China right now could occur right here in America in a very short period of time.
You will be here shortly if they don't listen to me. If they don't listen to me, it's over. The game's over.
Yes. Right now, in Wuhan province, they have crematorium vans that go out and basically make house calls and cremate victims. Whether they're dead or alive,
I put that video up the first hour and last night. And they actually take people, wrap them up, and put them in while they're still alive in the bag, and actually burn their bodies while they're still suffering from either the regular flu or SARS coronavirus COVID-19. Burning them damn well alive in a bag. And people think I'm making it up. You know, I have the video I posted up this morning that was smuggled up by a woman from China, and she was crying while she was videotaping it on her phone.
Yeah, the atrocities being committed are beyond belief. We have some concept of decency. Well, that's going completely out the window right now over in China, and it could occur here in a very short period of time. And this is why you need to listen to Dr. Deagle.
Well, let's put it this way. If you're in the desert and you're following me around here in ancient Hebrew, and you decide to leave the congregation of the 12 nations out in the desert, and he has to strike the ground and bring up water from the rocks, if you don't listen to me, you're going to suffer first, and then you're going to die. Okay? So stop spinning on me and thinking, I think my guy knows more than you. It's not possible. You know why? My level of human knowledge is limited. Even though I'm more intelligent than most people on earth, but God's knowledge, which he gives me, is infinite. And when I need something, he tells me. So it's not open to your damned opinion. You can raise questions and you can dialogue with me, but criticizing me because you don't want to accept the truth, when I say, thus saith the Lord, not my opinion, there's things that are my opinion, and I'll say that, but when I say, thus saith the Lord, so here's the science, here's the physical articles, it's not open to your damned opinion. Accept it, swallow the spiky food that's going to scratch all the way down your esophagus, and realize I have the truth and I have the solution for the spiritual problems in our world, the geopolitical, the astronomical things, even the collapse of Betelgeuse, the supernova, is going to cause a crustal slip. And I tell people how to get out of harm's way. The main thing right now, get out of harm's way spiritually, get out of churches that are dead, get a hold of your pastor by the throat and say, you need to talk to Deagle. Put him on a video link and have him come to your church. But you know what? Nobody does it. Last time I spoke to a church was 20 years ago, Living Waters Fellowship, outside St. Paul, Minnesota. I've had millions of audience over the last 21 years. I get, like Rodney Dangerfield, I have had no respect.
That is so
sad. It grieves me because someday, I'm 68. My days, years, months are limited on earth. Yeah, I grieve for my family. I grieve for my children, grandchildren. I grieve for the people that seek wisdom. I'm looking at the picture here right now of this monster Fauci. It says U.S. health officials, human trials on coronavirus vaccine will start in 6 weeks. These people are monsters. They actually allowed and authorized and paid for the vaccine research at the University of Northern Carolina, Chapel Hill, and the combination with the Chinese scientists to create these super weapons. They collaborate with these monsters. These are bastards. They're involved. That's why I refer to it the World Horrors Organization, the Center for Disease Creation, and the FDA is the fatal drugs allowed. People, get it. Stop arguing with me. Swallow the truth and start listening. And if you have questions, when we do go live, call in and ask a valid question. Don't start criticizing because you don't like the audio or this or that, or I talk too fast or whatever. Shut up and listen. How's that? I reached my limit. And I'm not, like, you know, like Movies Network, I'm not going to take it anymore. I want to save you people, but you damn well have to listen. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, look at this. Then the next article, 80,000 asked for China flight suspensions into Canada because of coronavirus petition. 80,000 people signed an online petition to asking Ottawa for a China flight suspension so they wouldn't let anybody come in from China. You know what? If you go to Vancouver, the city, the second language is not French. You know what it is? Chinese, and there's so many Chinese communists there. In 1977, this is a long time ago, 1977, that's 44 years ago, I was working in the trauma room at the Vancouver General, which is the second largest hospital complex on the earth, aside from the Karolinska in Sweden. We had 27 buildings over 3.5 miles with tow motors. And when I was on call, I would do somewhere around 40 admissions, see 240 patients, do surgery, including putting chest tubes in, Sengstick and Blakemore tubes and cut downs, etc. And one day, I had the Chinese triad, three guys come in a black limo in three-piece suits, and they had Uzi machine guns, and they were trying to wipe a guy that was trained to make a bad deal with them on drugs, a white guy. And they told me to get out of the trauma room because they said, if you don't get out, Doc, you're going to get shot too. So when I left the room, at the end, a guy with a machine gun pointed at me. They shot him all to pieces. People need to understand what's going on here now is the end of civilization as you know it. And because it's evil, abounds because good people do nothing and don't listen to those who know better. But they haven't treated us with respect. So if you don't treat me, who brings through what I call my mana truck of health, geopolitical, and spiritual truth, you're going to die, suckers. And you're going to stop cursing at me if you want me to save you. Like I'm like a firefighter from heaven trying to... And you're trying to pull my Scott Air pack and my mask off my face with the toxic gas from the building that's burning behind you in the 11th floor window. And I'm on a ladder trying to save your hide. You're trying to kill me by pulling off my Scott Air pack and my air system. Shut up and listen, okay? I've had it. I want people to get their first line kit. I want them to get their supplements. I want them to prep up, get their legacy foods. We've got even now, today, we found a supplier for masks to cover your eyes, too, because this aerosol is so deadly from the University of North Carolina. The aerosol can infect you, even with tiny nanoparticles from your toilet flush 10 floors away from where you are in an apartment building, or if you get somebody that even just touches a doorknob, you can pick up the virus and can carry it for a month before you get sick. And even if you recover from a mild infection, you can be infecting other people for up to 6 weeks or more after even your PCR test is negative. So people need to get a program here. Everything the government's doing, even when I'm trying to contact Senator Tom Cotton and the POTUS, I'm getting nowhere. Now, I did find, I got through with my friend, Dr. Ron Klatz. Dr. Bob Goldman didn't want to cooperate as much. But he's putting up a place on the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine so I could post things, because they wouldn't take my article. They don't want me to take credit and show my CV. They don't want me to promote my products. Oh, no, we don't want to give Digo credit, because if we do that, man, people will listen to him and buy his stuff. Look, it's not a matter of buying stuff. I don't even know how I'm going to provide it for everybody. I got to amp up my production to the level where I can even supply as our orders are exploding. But, unless we get help from the federal government and billions of dollars to someone who's got enough money of the government, we're not going to be able to produce enough to protect people from it. And it's going to kill millions, if not billions. And it grieves me to know, because of lack of collaboration and cooperation, the same thing with EMP protection against power grid from even just one Russian missile launched at 70,000 feet above the continent could wipe out our power grid, and people aren't prepared for the fact that our UHF transformers have no protection, they're never coming back, and 90% of the population will be dead in 6 months. And FEMA, I directly confronted the FEMA director in March of 2001 before 9/11 at the Adams Mark Hotel in downtown Denver meeting after we did our biological simulation with Reserve Admiral Hughes and the FBI, CDC, and FEMA, and the Department of Infectious Disease, University of Colorado, and the NOAA supercomputer up in Boulder. And guess what? We killed everybody. We're totally incompetent. And these guys are laughing like hyenas. We're going to release the weaponized super anthrax. And nuclear weapons, it released to demolish the World Trade Center. And the last time I tried to do testing at radiation toxicology in Japan at the lab, the U.S. State Department told that lab, as well as they told everybody else that went, majority labs in America, labs in Germany, in England, Britain, in South Africa, that you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle, let alone do the damn neutron spectroscopy test to prove that that they demolished the building with nukes. So if people realize I'm frustrated, I'm beyond frustration. That's not a good enough word. And I'm sick and tired of co-hosts on networks not treating me with respect. It's damn well over. I'm now going ballistic. How's that? I got justification. I'm justifiably ticked. And guess what? God says, you know what? They're going to be desperate enough, because I hear people commenting, like even Greg Ford, well, you need to communicate. I don't want to communicate. I want to shock you, Kate. I want 4,000 jewels, truth paddles to either side of your stupid temples, and I want you to raise questions. You don't have to agree with me. After I tell you something, I want you to dialogue with me, and then I want you to pray. And if God says, you know what, this guy Deagle, he's not a narcissistic egomaniac, he's trying to save your ass. But you know what, people act like, whether it's a spiritual or a physical thing, well, that's your opinion, Deagle, you're just narcissistic. Shut the hell up. I'm not, damn it. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm getting too old for this crap. And you know, God's going to take me home soon, and you know, all you're going to have is a shadow of my videos and audios, and you're going to repent, oh my God, I took Deagle. Shut up. Listen now, I'm still alive, damn it, and do what I say or else. How's that?
Well,
and that includes you, POTUS. You're going to either answer my questions now or at the judgment seat of God. The same with you, leaders of the Taliban and these secret orders like George Soros and Mr. Fauci and these other monsters that have said these agencies, University of North Carolina, and this lab in Australia creating a super weaponized HIV virus. You're going to answer all right. If you think you're going to get away with this and not be annihilated, you're an idiot. God's going to say, get over here, Deagle. Yes, yes, Lord God of eternity. Did he say this or do that? And I'll say, yes, God. And God says, you know, I know that already, but I just want to hear you say yes, Deagle. Guess what? Not good. What do you think is going to happen? And when this letter today, I don't know if POTUS is going to answer it. I'm so angry that I don't get a response, and he keep on getting multiple times a day. If you just sign, we'll give you a ticket. You want to have dinner with POTUS. Do you think he'll listen to me at a dinner? Of course not. He's going to be playing the crowd and getting people to cheer. Yeah, yeah, Donald Trump, man, we got to get you elected. For what? So he'll mishandle the world economy when it collapses? Will he mishandle the social coronavirus? He'll mishandle when the super waves of gravity waves hit and we have a crustal slip or super volcanoes go off, including the one in northern Yellowstone that causes a caldera to explode with water. They don't pump out of the damn thing, so we don't have a hydrovascular explosion there in northern Yellowstone, so mostly western United States. I have an analysis and solution for every damn problem, including even stopping earthquakes, but guess what? Nobody is listening. I feel like the ancient Greek person, you know, remember they talked about, they never believe her until after the prophecies would happen, remember that?
Yes.
Remember that? That what was her name?
I can't think.
Yeah, anyway, I can't think right now. My brain is going, ugh. But I can tell you right now, it's like that. It's very frustrating. And it's like I said, you don't have to believe me. Check the open documents. I got the papers here. I put them up last night and again today on hour one that shows the actual guilty parties that actually built the super weapon. I get intel agents. I've had, for 20-some years, I've been interviewing people about 9/11 and about Oklahoma City and everything. They even gave me death threats when they found out that I knew about what the causes of Oklahoma City, which are nukes inside the building. Da. And people think, well, that's your opinion. No, shut up and stop questioning. It's not open to any more opinion. 55 times levels of tritium in the World Trade Center from the U.S. Geological, any analysis of what I already have, which I presented in 2007, in the summer of 2007, 13 years ago in Vancouver. People need to understand this is not funny, people, and it's not open to any more damned opinions. And we have the evidence of these monsters involved in creating these super weapons, and now they're rampaging the earth. And I can tell you right now, it or a super version of it, like the one in Qom, Iran, or a future version of it, is going to, if it doesn't just kill, like the video last done last year by Mr. Gates, who, by the way, his father was one of the founders of Planned Parenthood. You know that, right?
No, I wasn't aware of that. But
yeah, Bill Gates' father was one of the founders of Planned Parenthood. Well, you have to understand here what's going on right now is they're getting ready to slay the human race and slay the rest of us in a matrix which they've damn well built. And the angel brought me, Gabriel, the cherubim, brought me October 10th, 1993, to the city from which the mark of the beast would come in 9 months to the day Dr. Deagle's poor, sorry carcass was walking through the same facilities, underground and classified facilities the angel brought me. So you wonder, who the hell is Deagle? Who cares? I'm just a knucklehead that God just said, you know, I'm going to have Deagle do all this dirty work. You know that show, Dirty Jobs? I got the dirtiest job. And I'm willing to do it because I love God that much. I come back to Earth in danger of not only physically suffering, which I have for 68 years since the moment I was dead on arrival, through the persecution of family, friends, and relatives. Guess what? They're all turning now. They're all realizing, oh my gosh, my brother is not an idiot. My colleague is not a moron. He cares for me. I hated Deagle before because he disagreed with my favorite host on a radio network show. Shut up and listen. I don't want your worship. I want you to dialogue with me and worship the Most High God, but I want you to understand I'm not here to get you to like me. I'm here to save your hide. How's that? I have the compassion not of a man, but of the Most High God, because God showed me where you're coming and where you're going. And it's not a good place if you don't listen. Nasty, hey?
Yes. Yes,
so, John, I want you to give a closing comment here. I'm desperate to get it through to POTUS. I don't know what the heck we're going to do next. I'm actually, if necessary, I'm going to sue the bugger to make sure he has to listen to me. Because right now he's just flying around. He's now in India. He's making big financial deals. He's kissing butt to the Indian president. And they're saying, oh, boy, you're going to have lots of big contracts. Everybody's going to make money. Guess what? In the midst of this SARS coronavirus disaster, every plan that POTUS has had is going to turn him into a monstrous dictator. If you don't think medical martial law is coming, you're a friggin' idiot. And you're going to suffer for it, idiots. I have the solution to stop it, including radionic suppression technology, quantum testing, nutraceuticals, which I've been preparing for decades because God told me, prepare, Deagle, prepare, because I put you all this hell decades ago, so you know that was coming. I was waiting. I said, God, is it now? Is it now? When it was SARS 2003, H5N1, H1N1, and it started to look like it was bad. But guess what? This one here, when God told me on January 27th, Monday at 3:30 to launch my article, he talked to me out of me. He says, you know, Deagle, my son, my servant, my prophet, at the time of the end, my Moses, today's the day that the apocalypse started. Now, they want to disagree. Tough. Disagree until your butt's on fire and I'm the only one with a fire extinguisher. You're going to cry out, Deagle, save me. And I will, because I don't care if you like me, but you can curse and spit all you want and try to get me to shut up. Forget it. I'm the toughest, fiercest person you'll ever meet on the planet Earth. There's nobody tougher and nobody more fierce and nobody more fearless. There isn't. You know that, don't you, John?
Yes.
And I'm tough for the Lord. I'm tough for people, not because I want them to like me, because I care for them. I don't care if they're evil. Even I pray for Hillary Clinton and Podesta. I pray for people that are caught in the powers of darkness. I pray for people that are indwelt by transdimensional incubi and succubi, which I can call up by name. I have spiritual giftings that are way beyond anybody I've ever met on the planet Earth. And people say, well, why are you so special? I said, because God knew if he wound me up, I'd do what he told me to do. Even at point of death. And he said, now if you do evil when you go back, Deagle, I'll destroy you. And I said, God, I love you so much, I'll go back. And he cried in heaven before he raised his hand and went down the tunnel of light. And he said, for that reason, you will be my prophet and the Lama that pulls all the other prophets together at the end of human history. And you need to understand that, people, I only have so many days, weeks, months, and years left. And if you don't listen now, man, you're not just going to suffer. You're going to die the second death. You'll have your name taken from the book of life. So you better listen up now, people. It's the end. This is not a rehearsal. This is it. And the human race is destined to become the bride of God, which means we can become a galactic civilization as we spread across the stars. But God's not going to let us get off prison planet unless we are turned to him. In fact, the ancient world had a galactic inversion because we lost the galactic war with the Draco reptilians and the population of Mars was destroyed and the adjacent planet Tiamat was turned into an asteroid belt with a giant impact. People don't know this stuff, but I do. I know everything. People don't understand the reason why the phallic symbol of Apollo is in front of the Washington Monument and the Vatican, because it's a symbol of restoring Mars to the planet of human population. And guess who's been designated high-level Scottish Rite Masonry to be? His name is Apollyon Rising? None other than Scottish Rite Mason Donald J. Trump, that used the same symbology with his Space Force at Starfleet Command when he launched in December 2019. Do you not get it? They're preparing Donald Trump, if he doesn't repent, to become the Antichrist. People get it, people. I'm the only one saying that America is the seat of the beast, and our president, we got these other monsters on the other side, Beta Gug and Johnny, you know, Johnny Communist Sanders and Elizabeth Lyer Watha Warren, these monsters on the Democratic side. Basically, Satan's given us two choices. Well, you can be flambéed or sautéed, people of Earth, but either way, you're going to die, because I hate your guts. That's what Satan's saying to us. God's saying, you know, repent, and I'll send you somebody like Deagle, who'll save you from SARS, save you from a power outage, from a coronal mass ejection of the sun or a supernova, save you from economic chaos, and bring you back to being a godly people of Earth that become a galactic civilization with extended lifespan, because he gave me the keys to Methuselah. I already have those. Extended lifespan. I've given them to my colleague, Ron Klatz, founder of the Academy 26 years ago, 28,000 doctors and 280,000 plus health professionals. I have the keys. God gave them to me, Dr. Bill Deagle. Not because I'm wonderful, but because I'm obedient. I'm not wonderful. I've done great evil in God's sight, and the only one who can take away sin is God, not me, by doing good works. Doing good works doesn't do a damn thing. Doing God works takes away sin when he decides to take away your sin. People don't get that, do they?
No, they don't.
They don't get it, and they don't understand repentance is just turning back to God. He says, you know, you did evil stuff, and you made me cry, God says, but because you turned to me, I'm going to wash away your sins. But your good works don't take away sin, people, because you also do evil in God's sight. And they don't get it, do they?
No.
God help us, man. I'm telling you, I'm so frustrated with dealing with Trump. Drives me nuts. Lord, give us a breakthrough. I'm going to say a prayer now. Dear Lord God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, give us a breakthrough. Let us talk to Senator Cotton. Let us talk. I talked even to my friend Greg Ford, and he said to me, very arrogantly last week, and while I had dinner with the director of, for 20 years I worked for him, director of Homeland Security, I said, well, why did you not tell him to contact me? And he started cracking jokes. I said, do you realize how dangerous it is not telling him to contact me? And how ignorant that was? Or you're on NPR radio and you didn't tell him to contact me when I could get a giant audience? Tomorrow, I'm on Veritas Radio. The first hour when I did it last time, which is a month ago, I got over 7,800 hits just in one day on hour one. And hour two is a lot more than that. Because people want to know. They want to know. They have a ring in their spirit. You know, maybe this guy is... I'm not trying to entertain people. I don't want to get a damn cent from them by going on these shows. I want them to wake up and pray to God and say, you know, is this guy telling the truth or is he a liar? Or is he just a psychotic, narcissistic egomaniac? No, I'm not. Usually those people are incompetent and they want people to like them, like the class president. I don't want you to like me. I want you to respect what I say for your own sake. It's very frustrating when you're like that, isn't it? Very frustrating.
It is.
I don't want people to like me. I want me to respect that I'm the one that's going to save their hide physically and their nations geopolitically and their souls from eternal damnation and annihilation. And I'm disgusted. The human race makes me repent of even being a person on earth. It makes me feel sad. God gave me a vision 3 weeks ago. And I saw a woman who's Chinese in labor. I said, who is this? He said, a quarter of humanity is Chinese. And they're in labor and about to die. And I said, oh my God. Why did this happen? He said, because they permitted evil to come into their nation, collaborating with our nation. And I got proof now. And then on Monday, God said, you call your friend Ken and Singularity in China, and you get to download the software for scanning the coronavirus. I literally did it live on video on Monday after midnight, which is early in the morning, and you can see that video where literally I contacted Mr. Ken, and he uses his computer to translate. but he live transferred the data to me of the software to identify by scalar technology the coronavirus, which God told me to do. He said, if you have compassion for the Chinese people, I will give you a gift so that then you can screen for people when the PCR test doesn't identify their carriers, so we'll save humanity. But because you have compassion for these people, and the reason I had compassion was God opened up my heart, because my youngest sister's husband, his name is Fong, Greg, his mother swam across Kowloon Bay when the communists came to Shenzhen in the 1940s. They shot all her relatives who were smart bankers in the back of the head, and she swam across our shark-infested waters and immigrated to Canada and had Greg, who married my sister, and they have three young half-Chinese boys that are very smart. One girl, her name is Danielle, she was so smart she finished her master's degree in plasma physics at 13 and her master's degree at 18 from Princeton. So you got to understand, people, if you don't care for other human beings of every other skin color and language on earth, our brothers and sisters, God help us all. And he gave me the solution to this because I had compassion for our yellow brothers and sisters. They're dying like flies and being wrapped up while they're still living to be put in incinerators. I'm in spiritual agony right now. Oh my God. Listen to my cry, not for my sake, for all the people of Earth.
Yes.
President Trump, you are being prepared to become a monster, not a hero. America, you will cease to exist, as it says in the last chapter of the small scroll, unless you do not soon turn from that in the day of troubles, I will not hear your whispers, and you will only become a whisper in the darkness, O America. People won't even believe if there's a remnant human population on Earth 2 centuries from now that America even exists, it'll be considered a legend. Oh my gosh. And our poor brothers and sisters in China and around the world, as third world countries that don't have health care, these lethal viruses will kill them like they'll be a nation slayer. They won't, once they run out of enough ventilators, like Dr. John Campbell said, once they run out of cardiac bypass machines, which I'm an intensivist, that lethality, which is 3.1%, will shoot up rapidly to 20.7%, and with new genetic substrains like the one in Iran, many people will die, like the MERS that kills 50% of people that get it. And that's where we're going, people. It's a nation slayer. It's the abortionist of Earth is here. He's got his greens on and his OR gowns, and Satan is here to slay the human race. And his emissaries, the Draco reptilians from the star system Orion, their star in the belt of Orion has exploded now, 671.2 light years. And the pole shift, God has told me, will end the New World Order. Not us. I want you to get out of harm's way and to save yourself. Have at least 2 months of food and self-protection, because the government is not going to help you. They're going to hide in their military bases and their underground, deep underground facilities, trying to save their own hide. And God will break their tunnels so they'll never come back like the Morlocks of the time machine. If you think this is not going to happen, you're a fool. And if you think you're smarter than Deagle, I have yet to meet a human being on Earth that doesn't just have match not only my IQ, but my spiritual giftings. It doesn't exist. Now, there are people that know things I don't, like you do. You're a very brilliant man, and I have other people like Jonathan Graves that explored around the world. But I bring them forward as co-prophets because God said you will become the Lama. You'll bring others forward and give them a voice and a platform and a respect. Even when I told Ken Klein in the last hour, he didn't want to accept the fact that he's called as a prophet. He said, no, I'm just a person that has a spiritual feeling. No, you're not. You got to accept your calling as a prophet and apostle, because people have to respect that, not just a pastor, where you're going to come under the authority of a church leader that wants to believe false doctrines and dogmas of the Trinitarian foolishness or rapture. Those are lies from the dark side that want to prepare you for a 7-year tribulation with lots of signs. We're deep in it. We're in the tribulation now. This year we'll probably have, at the rate things are going, medical martial law this year in America and the Western nations. It's already in northern Italy. It's already in Iran, Rakhine, these areas. It's already in other countries. If you don't think in the next 3 months that we're going to have medical martial law and the mark of the beast, you're a friggin' idiot. And Dr. Deagle doesn't know something. I know everything. Is it ever frustrating when people say they want to argue with me? I say, I know everything. I even see another DNA biochip. I know the codes. I took care of the virtual world project, all the technicians. I'm an expert in AI, astrophysics. I mean, people don't understand. I'm not just a normal person. And I'm not. It's not for my sake. It's a pain in the butt to be like this. It's like a one-eyed man in the land of the blind. It's aggravating. But I will suffer God to save his people. And I thank you, God, you have enough compassion to send somebody as tough as me to the world. And believe me, all this tribulation has made me tougher, not weaker. So I thank you, Lord, for the suffering I've done. Because it may be tough enough to deal with what I have to now, close to death many times. And I want people to understand, pray, God, because I'm going to be dealing in the next half hour with our special guest here. 45 minutes, I have him on. Dr. Francis Boyle, who set up the 1989 Bioterrorism Act. We're going to have a live video. God help us, man. We have an election with a monster. We have Blomberg, a monster, funding to try to even silence Alex Jones, who doesn't do everything right, but he does tries to do the best he can. We have the attacks against public media, Google trying to even take me off air because they have Susan Lindauer on talking about, she's on this 9/11 commission, she was a CIA agent for multiple administrations. We have them threatening me when I was the ex-examiner of the Mirror Building back in the 25 years ago. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people thinking that's just your theory, or they want to be entertained by weird stuff. It's like, do you understand what we're doing? We're giving you the script to have to save your nations and yourself and your family from dying a horrifying death, and your spiritual soul from being taken from the book of life. Do you not understand that, people? It makes me very sad when I get treated. It's not for my sake with being treated with disrespect. It makes me grieve for others. God showed me the abyss 29 years ago. I was in my office in Enfield, Nova Scotia after I came back from Georgia. A man called me and he says, Dr. Deagle, I'm going to blow my brains out. I said, don't do it. Well, how are you going to stop me? I said, I'm coming over. I went over. I'm nervy. I went over to his house, got the gun away from him. He was going to put a shotgun in his mouth and blow his brains out. And I witnessed to him, and I drove about 50 miles in the middle of a storm and got him to the psych hospital. I got him saved by the time I got him there. I'm driving back. God says, I'm going to show you the abyss, Deagle. I said, oh my gosh, God, I'm driving in the middle of a storm. I want to get back alive. He said, don't worry, I'm God. I started laughing so hard, I almost went off the road. He's got a sense of humor. He's a stand-up comedian, too, besides everything else. So you have to understand, he showed me limitless numbers of millions of people falling like sparks in a bottomless pit and screaming in agony as they're being annihilated. I said, who are they who are coming here? Because I could feel their agony, and it wasn't external fire, it was internal. So you're those who will come to this place of annihilation and having their name taken from the book of life if you do not serve me as my son and servant. And I cried so hard, I couldn't talk for 2 days. So people need to grasp this. Who the hell is Deagle? Well, if you don't listen, unfortunately, you're going to suffer. And we're right up against it now. It's no longer a theory. Well, I like to listen to alternative radio. It's entertaining late at night when I got insomnia. No, wake up, people. This is a call to repentance. We don't have Trump repenting. He's getting bigger and bigger audiences all the time. And if he gets reelected, when he gets a treaty in the Middle East, and if they worship him and give him the title of King of Israel, they're going to make the man the Antichrist. That's what they're doing. And people don't see it coming. These stupid Christians don't see it coming, do they?
No, they don't.
They're dense. They're demonically possessed. And their pastors are from the pastors of hell. They've even made deals with Homeland Security, a lot of them, even with civil detention camps. You know a lot of that tens of thousands of pastors have made deals with Homeland Security. Do you know that?
I'm not surprised.
I've known this for decades. And they said, oh, no, you didn't know that, Deagle. I said, you know what? You're not talking to an unqualified person. You're talking about somebody on the inside. So, dear Lord, bless these people. May they realize with my tears it wakes up their eyes. May my tears open their eyes and their ears. May they realize the prayer right now is for them to open up and watch those videos and repent. Turn back to God first, because if you don't turn back to God, you won't prep up for this. You won't get your first line kit. You won't get personal protection. You won't talk to your neighbors about getting food, water, and supplies or whatever. You won't get ready for a loss of power or civil help or emergency ambulances or anything. You want preparers to get yourself basic trauma, cardiac life support, or bandages and splints for broken bones and whatever. You won't get yourself ready for hypothermia if the power's gone out in the middle of winter. You won't get ready for supernova, collapse of the economy, and earthquakes with major superquakes all across the continent. You out there are not listening, are you? You're not listening. Open your ears. May my tears open your eyes and ears, please, Lord God. Thank you for listening today, John. I know it was a real rough day for you, but it's a rougher day for me because there's days when I feel I'm getting all the supernatural things happening. I'm close to breakthrough, but I'm not seeing it yet. It makes me very sad that I have had no calls back from this guy they're worshiping as POTUS. And when I see the monsters like Mr. Fauci and these other monsters collaborating with the Communist Chinese to create super weapons to kill the human race, and he's got this blank look on his face and they haven't even declared the pandemic yet. Oh my God, are we ever in trouble? Praise the Lord out there. You're going to listen, people. Keep your spittle in your mouth. Keep your comments about my audio to yourself and ask questions. And then, most importantly, don't believe a damn thing I say. Pray, and the Urim and Thummim stones in your soul will tell you if it's true or not. And if it's true, for God's sake, act on it to save your physical hide, your nation, and your souls. Amen. Thank you for listening today, John. I know it was a different day today, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
God help us. We're there, man. It's been years of frustration dealing with POTUS and this administration around him. It's been so frustrating to get stupid letters back, like the one I prophesied in August on September 12th. And we got a letter with this crazy signature on it. It was obviously printed there. Well, he didn't personally answer the questions. He doesn't even admit to the fact of nukes in Nicaragua you've been involved for a decade. And my vision that God showed me supernaturally, you confirmed through intel analysis because you're a genius for this stuff. And then people think, well, I said, don't believe us intel agencies. I'm certain that they have satellite photos and other things. And when I told Jeff Rentz last January 9th, 2019, he said, well, Deagle, if you can get satellite photos, that's Pulitzer Prize winning. Let me tell you, nobody in the Pulitzer Prize is coming to John W. Spring or flying in to say, we're going to fly you to such and such to a book tour, are they? No.
No.
No, that's not happening, people. All right, so keep the spittle in your mouth and keep your damn comments about how I do things, because I'm not perfect. I'm a pain in the butt. I don't have a nice molecule or bone in my body, but I will die for you, but I will not lie to you. How's that?
Yes. One last thought I'd like to share with our audience.
Right.
The president has been in India, and geographically speaking, India is in close proximity to Afghanistan, only separated by Pakistan. And so he's basically trying to sell his deal to India in New Delhi and get support. Maybe he's gone on to Dubai in the United Arab.
He's building the 10 zones of the Council on Foreign Relations for the Mark of the Beast. He's got Area 2, Area 3, that's United North America, U.S., Canada, Mexico, with his son-in-law. He's got China now, the two largest economies on Earth. And now if he gets India, the next one is to get Europe. And with Brexit, Europe's going to collapse toward him and beg him to take them in. He'll have the four largest world economies, and everybody else is just going to have to be an add-on. He will have constitute the CFR's 10 nations. They'll give their king the power for 1 hour, the mark of the beast system, to control the whole world. Donald J. Trump is going to accomplish this in his second term if he gets elected.
Unless we are able to approach him.
Unless we can get through the knucklehead and make him not become fodder for Satan. God help us.
Yes.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. And I got to take a break here because I'm getting ready in half an hour. We're going to have our special interview with our special guest, Dr. Francis Boyle. You need to realize, people, I'm going to go back here to the first line kit. For God's sake, get it now before we get overwhelmed. Get your nutraceuticals for your health. Realize the healthcare system is going to be totally overwhelmed here shortly. And realize that we're moving this year, early next, to medical martial law in America and the Western world. If you think it's not going to happen even under POTUS, if he gets elected, you're delusional. Thank you for listening. Take care, everybody, and take action. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we will be back in about half an hour with our live interview of Dr. Francis Boyle. I hope to get him on audio and video.